You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So around, you know, up to 8 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire.
So that was my conversation with Miriam Milalati, AUT professor who released an annual report on media ownership in New Zealand. After this, we will have Sam's actual conversation with Save Our Unique Landscape.
Merry Christmas, babe. It's just what you wanted. Handcrafted Manuka.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Award winning. It's a whisk. Bespoke for you, babe. Just like what you asked for.
Cheers.
Whiskey is the best gift for Christmas, and New Zealand's own Thompson Whiskey is pretty good. Their handcrafted authentic whiskey is made by traditional methods for contemporary ends. Thompson Whiskey, crafting the good shit.
So, it's not a whisk?
Gaze upon a truer truth. Watch as cruel Mistress Entropy wraps her greedy lips around all of being. In a cosmic moment, we too will be smothered in the maternal belly of a nothing. Listen, can you hear the song the stars sing? In elegy of their own light.
Oh no, I'm so into that. I think I played it earlier.
Oh, good, good.
Stare eternity in the face. The Wednesday Wonder Forward Bridge, only on 95BFM.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. So, as I said earlier, this Saturday, Save Our Unique Landscape, or SOUL, have organised a hikoi along Karangahape Road. The event is called Te Karanga Ahape Hikoi, and it aims to raise awareness about the group's campaign to save Ihu Matau in Mangere from development, while symbolically connect Ihu Matau with K Road through the shared story of Hape. They hope the hikoi will alert their struggle to more people in the CBD who might not be aware of Ihu Matau and the planned Fletcher's development there. Well, earlier I spoke to SOUL member Rebecca Hobbs about the event and what they hope to achieve from it. You have this hikoi taking place this Saturday along Karangahape Road. How did this idea come about?
SOUL had a workshop at Christmas last year, and we came up with the idea of doing a hikoi in the city centre. And we were interested in doing it on Karangahape Road because of the shared history through the ancestor Hape, who landed down at Iho Matau when he arrived in Aotearoa, and who is famous for a karanga, which he performed up on the ridge where Karangahape Road is today. And so from that workshop, we decided to go ahead with the hikoi. And I'm an artist, and I have lots of extended friends in the art community up on Karangahape Road, and I thought that I could use my networks to help make the hikoi happen, and so that's how it came about.
So have you managed to get a lot of support from members of the K Road community on board for this?
Yeah, the K Road community has been amazing. So people like Artspace have given us, they paid for the design of all of our posters, which you'll see around the CBD. And Phantom Bill Stickers, like, they did the run for us for free as a koha. Then people like LifeWise have been really awesome supporting us as well. And, yeah, pretty much everyone that I've approached has asked, how can we help? And then we go forward from there, depending on what they have available to help us with.
So what sort of things will take place on Saturday?
So we're assembling at Studio One, and we're starting assembling at 10 o'clock, and we're having morning tea. And that will allow us to do mihi whakatau and karakia and waiata. And also at this time between 10 and 11, people will be able to pick up flags or banners or costumes, which will be installed in the gallery at Studio One. And they, these are being offered so that people can activate them in the hikoi. And then we're hoping to start at 11 o'clock in the morning. And then we're going to walk from Ponsonby Road to Simon Street. And we're going to stop at each intersection as we're walking along. And we're going to have people giving speeches or singing waiata or performing at each of the intersections.
And what are you wanting to achieve with the hikoi?
We have a kaupapa, and it's got a few points. One of the things is to connect Iho Mato with Karanga Hape Road through the Hape story. Another thing that we want to do is promote the Soul Kaupapa within the CBD, because Iho Mato, it's out near the airport, and sometimes it's a bit difficult to communicate our goals in the city. So it's forming those connections between out of Iho Mato and in the city. So, yeah, they're two of the main aims, I guess, for the hikoi.
So you're definitely hoping to, I guess, attract more attention for Soul's campaign and cause to people who might not have been aware of it as such.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit of both, I think. It's like to celebrate, it's the end of the year, so it's a celebration for all the work that we've been doing throughout the year. And it's also, and to celebrate all the different people who have been helping us, but also to extend, I guess, knowledge about what's going on down there to the community that's based at Karanga Hape and also in the CBD.
So just looking back at the year for Seoul, do you think that you're more happier about the situation than you were this time last year?
We had some really big things happen for Seoul. One of the whānau members, Panya, went to present our take at the United Nations. And she filmed herself giving her speech about Seoul and Iho Mato. And it reached over 90,000 people on Facebook. And so for us, that was like a huge, significant gesture and a way to communicate what we're doing. And we've also been, I guess, I mean, you know, Seoul, we've been like trying all the different ways that we can to stop the 480 high-cost houses from being built down on that Whenua. And so we're trying lots of different things, creative things, and this is just an extension of that.
And how would you review the year for Seoul? Do you think you've made advances?
Yes and no. Fletcher's still plan to go ahead with the development, but things like the United Nations presentation and going through the courts is, I guess... Well, I guess what some of the whānau say they still haven't built, so that's successful for us, is that they're still not on the land. So in one way, that's a success, but in another way, they still intend to go ahead with the development.
So what's next for the Seoul campaign heading into the new year? What have you got planned?
I guess a break over Christmas, maybe for a week or so. But we're continuing to live on the whenua and... as the whānau members call it, we're reclamation strategies by being on the whenua and having workshops and making sure that we're always there. So if anyone ever comes down to Iho Mato to visit, make sure you say hello, because we're based at the sheds down there. And we're continuing to give guided hikoi on the whenua for schools and groups that are interested. And we'll continue with the environmental courts and creative strategies. But I guess a lot of our strategies are come up, like we've got long-term strategies, which are things like the heritage application, but a lot of our strategies are quite a quick turnaround. So we had a protest at Fletcher's annual AGM meeting, and it took us only a week to plan for that, or 2 weeks. So there's long-term plans, but then there's also very short turnarounds that happen.
Do you still intend to occupy the land to stop Fletcher's from building there, if they were to start potentially building there?
Yeah. So we've been on the land since the 5th of November last year, the Parihaka anniversary, and we plan to continue that occupation strategy as we move forward until they no longer want to build on the whenua.
To understand the distinction. Rewire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.